We are so thrilled to be back for another season and also to have Rappahannock Electric Cooperative powering this wonderful podcast season. And we are joined today by a member of the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative team, Dee Jackson. Dee, you are a fantastic person at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative because you're in charge of the people. You're the people people. You are their talent acquisition specialist. And I had the pleasure of meeting you actually a couple months ago for our Veterans Day event that we did, where we had an 8-hour live broadcast for Veterans Day, connecting veterans with employment opportunities and things like that. And RAC stepped up big. You guys were like, we want people, we want good people, and we know that veterans are some of those people. So today we just want to talk a little bit about you, yourself, Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and how you guys get so many good people there. So why don't you start us off, Dee? Not everyone like me knows how wonderful you are. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative?
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for your kind words. We're always excited at RAC to partner with our community. So thank you for, you know, every opportunity when you reach out to us, really do appreciate that. So your question is telling you a little bit about myself and RAC, my role. So I am a Louisa County graduate of class of 04. I went to Randolph-Macon down in Ashland, got my bachelor's. So I'm a Virginia girl. I'm local to the community. And I moved away for a year, literally just a year. And then I came right back home. And this is where I landed, here at RAC. I, you know, as a little girl growing up, remember seeing the trucks and people coming to the home and checking the meters and things like that. But I really didn't know much about the business, you know, much about what the co-op did beyond check the meters and build the lines. So very, very new to the industry, but not new to HR. You know, I have 11 years of experience in HR, and recruitment is my passion. It's what I love to do. And I hope that people, you know, see that and feel that when they interact with me. But I am blessed to be here at the co-op because my role is to support our managers and identifying talent, be that a, you know, new grad or a high school graduate just coming into the industry or coming into their career, or be it an experienced professional. I support them from the sourcing of that candidate all the way through the onboarding and offer. So very excited to discuss more with you all today and answer any of the questions you have.
Well, Dee, that is wonderful. Given your 11 years of experience in HR, I'm sure you've seen with multiple companies how, you know, the motivating factors can be different. What do you think about RAC motivates individuals want to come work at that company?
I think, you know, it's our reputation. I know people definitely know the brand. Like I said, I may not have known as a little girl what RAC did or, you know, the inner workings of it, but I remember seeing those yellow trucks. I think our reputation extends far and wide. You know, our territory is large, from Essex to Front Royal, and we are very ingrained in our communities. I think people see us and they want to be a part of that, right? But also I think that they see stability and they see a company that has good benefits and opportunities for advancement. You know, a lot of our people stay for a very long time. So of course there has to be some opportunity for them to progress and be able to provide for their families. And we do, you know, support that and allow that here.
Wonderful.
You are what I would say is one of the most critical roles in a company. And I love how you put it, that you said, I support managers by finding the best talent. And you guys have certainly found a lot of the best talent. Some of my favorite people in the whole wide world work at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Starting at the top with John Hewa. Then you got people like Richard Colon and Jason Satterwhite, Matt Faulkner, Casey Howell. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're just incredible people and very connected with their community. Can you talk to us a little bit as the talent acquisition specialist, what are some of the things that you prioritize when you recruit and attract the top talent to work at RAC?
You know, of course we want to identify folks that have their the skills to do the job, right? And maybe the background knowledge, but some of our roles are entry level. So you may not have, you know, a person who has experience. So I'm looking for character. Our former CEO, Kent Farmer, was huge on character. That's something that I kind of took that little note from him and I carry it with me each day. And I'm sure John would echo that as well. We want people that have the same core values that we do as a company. We want you to care about our members, to respect them, to have good integrity and always be focused on service. And also I think that, or I know that I try to identify people that are passionate about REC. I want people that want to work here because that really does make the difference when you are trying to collaborate with them and build and grow a relationship. And also, if I didn't want to work at REC, I probably wouldn't be as bubbly and outgoing when I'm having this type of conversation. You know, I'm naturally bubbly and I guess excitable, but working for a company that I know, you know, wants me here and is passionate about me growing and learning makes me even more excited. So I think that the things I look for are character, skills, passion for the company. And then lastly, I would say the ability or the desire to learn, because our industry is always changing. We may have done things for the same, you know, way 50 years, and then there's a new technology that comes out and you have to be adaptive. So I think those are things I look for.
Wow. I think I'm ready to go work at REC. I don't know about you guys.
Start updating LinkedIn.
No, I love that. And I just think, you know, after talking with you, I think anybody that was on the fence would be like, okay, I'm ready to go. Let's go. How can, you know, REC, you're right. REC already has their name out there. Everyone knows you guys and is ready to do that. Can you give some business tips and maybe some advice for other businesses that are trying to attract and retain the best talent?
Definitely. So for me, as I said, I'm a novice to the industry, right? So I kind of have kind of an external view, I guess, on it, because I had to build a network. I had to build, you know, partnerships and kind of get myself out there so people would know what I'm doing and who I'm doing it for, right? So I think that's the biggest thing. Partner in your communities with your local chambers. I know that I'm affiliated with the chamber in Louisa. They have a business on Roundtable. That Roundtable has, you know, meetings, and I'm getting to meet people from different walks of life that I would have never otherwise met. And I'm able to kind of, you know, obviously present myself, but present the brand and our openings that we may have and opportunities. And even if there's not something that you have open right now, you know, as a business owner, if you're thinking about what you want to do in the future, you know, partnering with those, you know, groups and networking now can kind of get you ahead of the game. So when you are looking for candidates, you know, let me call Kyle. I know Kyle will know somebody, you know, at the chamber. So I think that, you know, you have to be able to partner with people. And then you also have to be able to, you know, explain to people, like, or show them, I guess, why they want to work for you in order to retain them. So for REC, for me, you know, being a kind of a newer person, I guess, it is about the culture. You know, they have a great culture. They're very, very ingrained in their community. And those are things that are exciting to me. So I like working at a company like that. You know, you have to be able to retain your people, your employees, by listening to them and by hearing their needs. And, you know, COVID has been around for, you know, almost a year now. So I guess I could point one of the things that we have done here at the co-op is we had to be adaptable. People's lives changed on a moment's notice, pretty much. And so we had to, you know, allow people to work from home, change their schedules as necessary to take care of their home life, right? I want a person who, when they're at work, they can give me 100% because home is okay. And when you allow that flexibility and that adaptability, then you're going to get the best work out of your employee. And they're also going to be, you know, tied into your company. They're going to want to work there because you thought enough of them to be adaptable and flexible.
That's good. Yeah.
That's a golden nugget.
Wow. So when I've spoken to a few REC employees, they're like, oh, I've been there for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Like, that's a long time.
Yes.
And that's powerful. So what do you think REC creates that really wants or really encourages individuals to stay there long term?
I think it's the stability of the industry, you know, of the company. We've been around for a very long time. I think, you know, it was very shocking to me. I won't say that I wasn't like, wow, you've been here for how long? You know, some people have been here much, you know, longer than I've been alive. And so to hear that was so inspiring to me. You know, it made me want to say, okay, this is where I want to kind of plant my roots. And this is where I want to grow and develop as a professional even more. I feel like people stay here because of our brotherhood, our sisterhood, our family culture. We support each other. We're a tight-knit group. If something happens, we're all kind of like all hands on deck trying to figure it out and work through it together. There's a mutual respect. I respect our linemen just as much as I respect our engineers, just as much as I respect, you know, our member services representatives. We all have a job to do. And together, it is about servicing and providing, you know, safe service to our members. And I think we all get that. I would have to say it's based on the leadership that we have here at our co-op. People stay because they know that they are heard, as I referenced earlier, they're understood, and they know that at the end of the day, we want you to be a good employee, we want you to be a good person, and we're going to take care of you. And I think, you know, if you take care of us, we'll take care of you. So I think that's why we retain people. And who doesn't want to come to work each day and have fun, right? If you're working alongside your friend or, you know, someone that you built a rapport with, someone that you trust and you really like being around, it makes it exciting. I know in HR, we have a very tight-knit group. And I'm so fortunate to get to work with those ladies each day. And it's very exciting to me. It makes me thrilled to be a part of the HR team here at RC.
Well, Dee, you have certainly bucked the whole tradition of HR because you are fun. I've never met HR people that are really, you know, super fun. You guys certainly put the fun back into working, and we certainly wonderful getting to talk to you today and hearing about how you all power people's careers. And thank you again so much for REC for powering Good News Charter.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dee. Thank you, Dee.